Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
I'm here.
Are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Good.
Feels good.
It's a bit hot in this room.
Did I have an expression that suggested I was not happy to be here?
You look blank and scared and just, and a little bit bewildered, if I'm honest.
That's been every episode.
That's true.
That's my daily on-the-go look.
We should quickly point out our campaign for men's mental health leading up to the podcast network launch is still going. Mm-hmm. I think it's close to $20,000 now. I got to make a video. I haven't. We're aiming for 40. All that goes towards, you know, increasing mental health in society. That's what it filters down to, smaller charities as well. Mm-hmm. It goes to, what are they called? Bloody Movember. But they filter it down to like smaller charities as well.
Great.
Which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who's donated.
If you do
donate. Or even thinking about donating.
That's right.
Follow through.
Bloody through, mate. Mm-hmm. If you donate.
They say that thinking about doing a good deed provides the same amount of endorphins as actually doing the good deed.
Is that true?
So, look, you could.
You mean we didn't have to do this?
That's correct. We could have just thought about it really hard.
So
you could stooge us, listeners, if you wanted to. You could just think about it and you'd be fine.
But you won't get these fantastic prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got 5 360 cameras to give away.
They're
worth like, I think it's like $300 or $400 US maybe,
yeah,
a piece. So that's going to be given. If you donate any amount of money, you're going to draw for that. We're going to do a private Q&A. We might do a short thank you video as well. You'll do a dance, won't you?
Yes.
Good. So it's what
I mean, you've thrown that at me right now. I only had a split second to think about it, but yes, I'll do a dance.
Great. That's all linked below. Mason, The Inhumans is casting. The new series, it's gone to ABC, but they're also, the first two episodes are going to be on IMAX. They're going to release them.
In
IMAX.
To cinemas.
Yeah.
Huh.
Is that good or bad?
Are we going to see both episodes back to back, or do we have to come back 2 weeks in a row?
That's a very good question.
Because I'm not coming back 2 weeks in a row.
Well,
unless the first episode's really good, in which case I will come back 2 weeks in a row.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how to like kind of get a read on this because it's an ABC Marvel show. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Levin's a friend of the show who does
Serious Issues,
which is fantastic. He's well into it. Mm-hmm. Agent Carter, I quite enjoyed the first season of, but then what happened then? They cancelled it, but I didn't watch the second season.
Oh,
anyway.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know.
A number of Sesame Street Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. parodies have probably happened.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But they there was all this casting news came out this week. They're like, this person's Black Bolt, this person's Medusa, whatever. I didn't recognise any of them. Good luck to them, I say. But the most important bit of news was they said Lockjaw, the giant teleporting dog, has been confirmed.
Yes!
So, that's all we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk?
No.
Okay, so they don't need to do CGI dog talk.
Correct.
But they do need to giant him up.
If they could, though, if they could get Bill Murray to do the voice of... I mean, they tricked him into doing Garfield before,
yep,
so they could trick him into doing...
Absolutely,
the talking,
yeah,
telepathic dog.
Yeah, I do not disagree.
And teleporting.
Yeah, so how's that sound? You excited for that?
Sure.
It's TV, though. But it's IMAX.
Oh!
2 weeks in a row, though.
Oh.
But if it's good, you'll probably go back.
Yes. What a roller coaster of emotions I just experienced. Look, I wonder what do you reckon, costumes or no costumes?
I think this is going to be balls to the wall, costumes, everything.
It has to be, because if they're having Black Bolt and Medusa,
yeah,
they're the inhuman royal family. They've got to at least have some sort of...
They live on the moon.
Game of Thrones style outfits with big oxygen tanks, because
exactly,
they live on the moon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So good, great. I'm well into it.
Me too.
It sounds like if they're releasing it at cinema, I wonder whether there will be a little bit more crossover with the movies, but probably not.
I'm going to say absolutely not.
Speaking of movies, though, specifically Marvel movies,
yes,
it was earlier this week. I already did a trailer breakdown, so I've said everything I need to say, so I'm just going to sit here quietly. Guardians 2 got another trailer.
Yes, it did.
Tell me things about it.
There's a Fleetwood Mac song in it.
Yep, that's true.
It's true. There's a lot of scenes. Like, we're seeing a lot of scenes.
Right,
I know,
yeah.
James Gunn, he doesn't, strictly speaking, lay down the plot in a trailer. Apparently, he doesn't care to do that so much.
Yeah.
But we are getting a lot. We got a lot of...
There's a lot to piece together.
A lot of disparate scenes.
Yeah.
Mate, is that... Do you think... Did you feel there was too much information? Like, we saw too many action set pieces?
Potentially, yeah. Mm. Like, from kind of doing my breakdown.
Oh, yeah, so here we go.
Patented in many ways. Patented, copied.
Said he was going to be quiet, but
maybe
here we
I
go.
Copied it initially.
Who oh,
knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But I was going to say, yeah, you can kind of piece together a kind of rough storyline. Mm. Yeah. I mean, who knows, though? I mean, things jump around, don't they?
Jump up and
what?
Get down.
I know
okay.
what you're talking about.
Great.
But Ego, we saw.
Yes, we did.
What
Kurt
did
Russell.
You think of Kurt Russell?
Looked great. He looks healthy. He looks vigorous.
It's the beard helps.
He's filled with vigor.
Yeah.
And he's back. Because I worried about him because he was very frail in Fast Furious 7.
That's because he had no beard.
Yeah,
you can see the jaw and the neck. His jaw looks great, but you can kind of, you know, it gives away a bit of the age.
Old man neck.
Old man neck. But you cover that up. Mm-hmm. He's basically Chris Pratt. He's practically Chris Pratt.
He's practically Chris Pratt in a way.
Do you reckon he was the Chris Pratt of his day?
Ooh, good question.
Just a bit of a lovable kind of lug.
Lovable lug, kind of a rogue. He's in weird genre pictures.
Yep.
Maybe. Although, what have we seen Chris Pratt in that isn't like a sci-fi or a...
good question. It was in that movie where the 5-year engagement, where he was a...
Disagree. Moving on.
He was.
Oh, okay.
But it's Magnificent Seven, I guess.
Genre picture, though.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, I'm talking about...
You're talking like a what? What do you mean? Like a tombstone? What are you talking
about? Oh, so there you go. Okay, you're right. Okay. I was thinking of like a roadhouse, but then I remembered I'm thinking Patrick Swayze.
You are thinking of Patrick Swayze. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good he gets a mention still.
That's true.
Bless him. We saw the villain as well. The villains are the gold people. They're like a gold... high society that hate everybody.
Oh, okay. I quite like the look of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird that she's not Cate Blanchett or Tilda Swinton, but they've already used them. So,
okay,
what,
so
do you, what do you
exactly,
do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, yeah. is the villain? It's a big fleet of ships again.
Yes.
Is this the Annihilation Wave, or who are these people? I don't know anything about them.
The information that's been released is that the Guardians slight these people at the start of the movie, and then it's like a chase across the galaxy. They're like deeply offended.
Oh, this is a Cannonball Run kind of situation.
Yeah. So I don't know whether I know they kind of look down on everybody. Like that is known, but I don't know.
Because it's not an alien race I recognize from Marvel Comics.
Right.
So are they new, I wonder?
I can't remember. I had the name, but I don't have it in front of me. If only there was some excellent trailer breakdown, which when I run out of things to say and I just kind of pat it out for the last like 4 minutes or whatever it is.
Cool, man.
You get to your third trailer, man. What else do you say,
That's
know?
Very true, yeah.
What do you say,
what
Mason?
What do you say? Baby Groot, he's pretty adorable, isn't he?
Get him on a tee.
Get
a little
tea.
Funko Pop.
Get a Funko Pop.
Well, if you loved that trailer, Mason, you probably loved Dead Men Don't Tell Any Tales. Don't ask them. They won't tell. Don't kiss. Don't tell. Dead Tales.
Pirates 5. Yeah. 5? 6? 5.
Yeah, 5. When they get good again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the rule.
You know what? I watched this trailer.
And?
Not bad.
Yeah,
not
I agree. Bad. I didn't care for the first one. Or second one?
Yeah.
I think this is the third one.
This is definitely a retread of...
The first movie.
All of them. The first one especially, but all of them, surely.
In what sense? There's like a cursed, like, kind of... ship of pirates. Well, they're not pirates, they're anti-pirates in this.
That's right, they're pirate stoppers.
And they have to go after Captain Jack Sparrow because the bad thing happened to them and
yep.
there's a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running about, isn't he?
Sure is.
So, where do you go?
He's sliding and he's drinking.
Yeah.
You shouldn't combine the two activities.
They kind of teamed him up with another Orlando Bloom Keira Knightley
That's
type.
That's right, because the real Orlando Bloom has turned to dust or gotten fat, one of the two.
He's in this movie though, he
is
was
he?
In one of the prior trailers. Because
oh.
if you remember the end of 3, Mason, if you remember the end, he ended up being the...
He's trapped on an island or something?
He ended up being the guy who has to ship the people to the afterlife. He
That's
took
right.
over from Squidface McGee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And whatever. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. So that's all good. And we see young Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
At the start, they de-age him.
Mm.
That's some good-looking technology, mate.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Rush is back.
Oh, he is, yeah.
So he's not undead anymore.
No, he wasn't undead after the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He, yeah. Though he was killed.
Yeah, but then he came back. It doesn't matter. Death is meaningless. Ta-da.
That's right. Johnny Depp went into a squid or a kraken, and then they just went into the underworld and just plucked him out.
That's right.
And then Keira Knightley's dad died, and they were like, sorry.
Oh, sorry. You're not integral enough to the plot, so you stay dead. Sorry.
So that's how that goes. Mm. But look, I'm not saying it's going to be good, but it's not a bad trailer.
Yes.
What do you think about Javier Bardem? Biggest face in Hollywood.
Biggest face.
Top five.
At times he was a little bit unintelligible,
right,
as he has been in many of his films. So I'm wondering how that's going to translate to the 2 hours and 30 minutes or whatever this is going to be, because it's going to be long.
You better believe it. Mm-hmm. What kind of cyclone hurricane thing do you think we'll get at the end? Will it be a water one? Will it be something with the undead?
I reckon it's going to be a fire one.
Oh my goodness, it could be.
Because that ship blows up.
You see
up.
The fire? That's
see
true.
The fire. I reckon it's a fire one. We'll put money's that on a fire one.
All right, I'm going to go with that also. I'm not going to bet against you on that.
Okay.
There was also, this wasn't a trailer, but we saw some Aquaman test footage.
We saw like 2 seconds of it.
Yeah.
It was on Zack Snyder's Twitter feed or something,
And he went up and there he was, wasn't he? And then he saw the undersea world.
Yep.
Whatever.
Great.
I thought it looked pretty good.
I thought it was fine.
Is that wire work or CGI? What do you think they're doing there?
I think that was CGI.
Yeah.
He moved like a CGI man.
Yeah, he did a bit, didn't he?
He was too...
Flippity-flappity?
Too flippity-flappity,
okay.
Exactly, yeah.
What else do you have to say about that?
Wibbity-wobbity.
Okay, good. Any other things?
No.
Flippity-dippity?
He was a little flippity-dippity,
okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, yeah. That's my contribution.
He seemed too streamlined.
Yeah, well, he is streamlined, man.
I guess he is, yeah.
What do you want from it? What do you want?
I don't know.
Have we had an underwater guy before on the big screen? Kevin Costner, Waterworld, obviously.
Kevin Costner, Waterworld. Flipper the Dolphin.
Yes. Free Willy.
Yep.
He was more of an air-based creature, though, wasn't he, if that poster
for the most part,
to be believed. Yeah.
Nemo, the clownfish.
Okay, but that's fully CGI.
Oh,
well,
I see, right.
Though, this could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I am excited to see how that... I'm more excited for James Wan's Aquaman than Zack Snyder's kind of going to do with him. But hey,
agreed.
They're doing technology to make movies happen.
Do you think that Zack Snyder... So wait, what's coming out first? Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that Zack Snyder would purposely ruin Aquaman so James Wan has to work twice as hard to fix it? I reckon he would.
I don't think
he wouldn't put it past him.
I don't think he'd do it purposely.
I think he would.
But he'd be
like, purposely.
I'm doing all these stories.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
doing
all the classic Aquaman stories. Yeah.
I bet he sneaks in something that is like a plot changer.
He'll do every version of his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll do regular hand, hook hand, water hand,
harpoon hand.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Great.
And the other kind of big trailer from the week, actually there's two more, but we'll come back to the last one later, towards Logan more so.
Oh, yes.
Alien Covenant got the reddest, bandest trailer. No, there was a red band, but there was also a regular one. It looks like an alien film.
It does.
I kind of lost a bit of enthusiasm for it because I'm like,
I kind of lost enthusiasm as well because I saw it at the movies just prior to the movie. We're going to talk about it in a second.
Yeah.
And immediately prior to that, we saw the trailer for Life,
which
is exactly the same film from what I can tell.
They're both Fox films as well, I think, from memory. I might be wrong, yeah.
So the trailer for Life with... Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, who are the Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds of each other.
I'd agree with that.
Finally teaming up.
Yeah.
And they're in space and their spaceship gets infected by an alien life form and there's a lot of trouble and then...
There's a lot of Prometheusing about, isn't there?
There's so much Prometheusing about. But it was nice to see finally the actual alien from Aliens in bloody full flight.
Cracking his bloody head on the... We saw him not that long ago, though. Or her.
Thank you.
Or ants. They're ants, maybe.
They're ants in a way.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think we're only going to get the one?
Oh.
Like for the majority of it. At the end, there'll be a post-credits where one bursts out of a chest or it's hanging under or whatever.
Yeah, I think we'll only get the one. I think they're trying to bring it back to the terror of the first one.
I preferred that kind of prequel-y prologue video than I did this trailer because I feel like it gave away way too much. It's just like... It's just a lot of running and chasing and kind of who was going to die and Danny McBride's taking the ship off and the alien's cracking his head on it, so he's probably going to be around. He won't live, but he'll be around till the end.
A Danny McBride character live? Unlikely.
Yeah.
Have you seen him? Have you seen his scraggly beard? He's not going to live.
No. Yeah. Though, Look, I'm still excited.
Imagine if Danny McBride was the last person to live in Alien Covenant.
That would be amazing, actually.
Right?
That would be a great fake out. The same way that like Sigourney Weaver was in the first Alien.
True.
Yeah. So I'm saying they're very similar.
McBride is the modern day Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, great, good. Do it, I guess. Well, they are doing it. It's happening, isn't it? It's this maybe a couple months out, maybe not even.
Yeah.
Very good. I got to get back on Fox's mailing list for movies. I'm off it for some reason.
Do you think it's because we panned every movie they produced in the last several years?
Maybe that's it. We like Deadpool.
We liked it.
I didn't completely kick Apocalypse immediately. I've grown to dislike it more.
What I did is I completely kicked Apocalypse on this show and then I took the audio and I sent it to Fox. Do you think that maybe affected our chances?
I don't think so. I'd be surprised if that affected us in any way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So worst comes to worst, we'll just see it at the regular time.
Correct.
As opposed to the day before where we normally get these screenings anyway. Yeah. Tron News.
Yeah, you mentioned Tron News. I'm a big fan of Tron. Here we go. Because Tron 3, Tron Ascension, was on. And then they made some like bonus footage for the Blu-ray, which indicated there was going to be a sequel
to Tron Ascension, Tron 4.
Just to Tron.
Okay,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, he talked about it this week. The director, how it was originally going to go into the real world, and then they go back into the Tron.
Yeah,
that's the world's called Tron, isn't it?
No,
the computer world is called Tron.
No,
what is it called?
How dare you? It's called the Grid.
So what's Tron again? Is he a guy?
Yeah, Tron's a guy.
Is he the face? Is he the big face?
No, that's the Master Control Program.
So which one's Tron again? I have seen these.
Yes. So Tron is Bruce Boxleitner's character. So he was a security program.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So in the original, so in the original, Jeff Bridges goes into.
He goes into the Tron. Yeah.
No, he doesn't go into Tron. He goes into Encom's computer mainframe.
Yeah.
And he meets Tron, who is a computer program built by Bruce Boxleitner's character, who looks exactly
That's
like Bruce
right.
Boxleitner,
right, yeah.
And then they team up, and then he escapes the grid, and he escapes Encom's computer system, and then Jeff Bridges goes and he creates his own computer system called the Grid.
Oh, he makes his own Tron.
All right, we're just going with it now. He makes his own Tron. Anyway, on the Blu-ray for Tron Legacy, it was implied that the Master Control Program from the first movie was going to come back and he was going to team up with Cillian Murphy.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Cillian Murphy
That's
makes,
right.
Cillian Murphy makes an uncredited
he does.
Cameo in Tron Legacy.
As the CEO? Stand-in CEO?
He's the son of Dillinger, who was the villain in the first one.
Okay.
So we're like, why? Surely he's going to make an appearance in the rest of the movie, but he never does.
Yeah.
So the Blu-ray implies that he's teaming up with a Master Control Program from the first one who somehow merged personalities with his dad.
Oh, okay, right.
But then it all fell to pieces. So.
How are they going to get back to the Tron?
I don't know. How are they going to get back
well,
to the Tron? What's the news?
Well, the news is they're going to reboot it, potentially.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think they say reboot. I think it'll be a kind of a loose sequel.
Okay.
The way that Tron, you can watch Tron Legacy without having seen Tron.
That's true, yeah.
And you probably should.
You almost certainly should, yes.
But though the original Tron is pretty funny. Remember we watched it?
I remember watching it, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Jared Leto will play Ares, and apparently he was going to play this character in the original Tron Ascension. So
Tron Legacy.
No,
oh,
Tron Ascension.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so he looks like
a computer man,
doesn't he?
Yeah,
yes. Now, the immediate reaction was, boo, this guy's he sucks and whatever.
But then they were like, hey, remember when he shaved his eyebrows off? That's like a weird computer man, right? People went, yay.
So, look, I with the Joker, like he's still a good actor. I don't like that version of the Joker, but he's good. Like he's a great actor. He's very professional. He'll get right into a role.
He'll put whatever he needs to put into an envelope to send to his co-stars.
That's right, yeah.
Any fluid you require, he'll put it in an envelope.
Yeah, fluid all over a memory stick. And, I don't know, is that Tron-like? Not really. He'd still do it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so are you excited by that?
Yes.
Do you want a Jared Leto-centered Tron movie, though? Or do you want Garrett Hedlund back?
I quite like Garrett Hedlund.
Yeah, I thought
that.
He was good, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he, he's bloody.
I'd like Jeff Bridges back, but he exploded several times in the last.
Yeah,
one,
but so. There's this. You can make another. He's
yeah, exactly.
Copy
of course
of
you can.
Himself
yeah.
and whatever.
Yeah, that would be good.
He's still in the Tron somewhere, isn't he?
He's almost certainly still in the
anyway,
Tron.
Anyway, I feel like we've been in the Tron for too long, and we need to move along.
Okay.
All right. Ryan Gosling will develop Underwater Welder, a Jeff Lemire comic. Is it Lemire or Lemire?
Lemire.
Yeah. So, which is great. It's a great comic. Mm-hmm. It's about, what is it? It's about like a guy coping with fatherhood and a whole bunch of stuff, and it's all existential and otherworldly. And it's about underwater welding.
Exactly, so, which is what I'm in there
which
for.
Is, yeah, of course. Yeah. You're a big fan.
How does a welder work underwater? It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't hot. Know. This is why we have to go and see this. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong.
That's the twist. Yeah. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes of a mystery of how a welder stays lit underwater.
So, yeah, great. Is this the first Jeff Lemire movie adaptation?
I think so.
I think I'm like, he's got so many great stories.
Yes.
And I'm hoping this kicks off.
Uh-huh.
Just a bunch of
I was
of
largely
them.
Unfamiliar with Jeff Lemire until recently.
Yeah. You've probably read a bunch of his stuff without knowing you've
yeah,
read
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. I've read Sweet Tooth, which is one of his, which is great.
Amazing, yeah.
And, but I also read, because I went on Serious Issues a while back,
yeah.
the podcast about comic books, and I read Bloodshot USA,
yep.
which is Valiant issue, yep. which is a Valiant comic, and it was just... Meh.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I think it's a case of he does so many...
He does a lot.
He does so many issues and so many different series that...
And most of it's really good. Like, yeah. his output is really consistent.
But I think, I hit one where it was just kind of like, he's just... They said, get these characters and put them in a situation. And he went, okay, here you go.
This is...
And it was just it was pretty average. Yeah.
So, great. Good. Mm. I'm happy for this. And that means Ryan Gosling's first comic book role.
There you go. I told you he was going to do one.
This doesn't count.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't count. He's, yeah.
Do you like Transformers?
What if the twist was that he was actually playing Dog Welder, the character from the Hitman comic book series, who's a weird vigilante who welds dogs to people's faces?
So you want, maybe it's an hour instructional video on how to underwater weld,
yep.
and then it's a man welding dogs to people. So it's a double fake
welding
out.
Welding dogs to bad guys, obviously. Yeah, he's not a lunatic.
So Transformers news. Mm-hmm. This is kind of good news, though.
They're cancelling all the Transformers movies.
Look, it's not that good news.
Right? Ah, boo.
Travis Knight will helm the Bumblebee spin-off, which is due in 2018. But he's the director of Kubo and the Two Strings, which is apparently incredible. I haven't seen it, and I've been meaning to catch up on it.
It sounds arty and unpleasant.
No, it's one of those amazing stop-motion movies that make no money, but are really good.
Oh, sure, great.
Matthew McConaughey plays a samurai monkey in it, I think. Or a samurai bug. Charlize Theron plays the samurai monkey. I can't remember, but anyway, apparently it's amazing. So I've got a copy of it. I've just got to watch it, and then I'll watch this, and probably still dislike it. But
correct.
I want to see what somebody else does with Transformers.
Same, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
How have they let him do so many? Is it because they make billions of dollars?
I think that might
almost
be it.
Certainly.
Yeah, I think that could very
God,
well.
God, we're
it.
Idiots. Why do we keep watching them?
You know what will probably happen.
Yes.
This, no, it won't. But imagine, though, if this Transformers movie tanks and then they cancel the next one, which he's not going to do. So somebody else bears the brunt of his error. Yeah.
It'll make enough.
It definitely will, yeah.
If nothing, if they haven't worked on plot or character development or any of those other things that we like, and they certainly haven't, what they have worked on is profit and loss projections.
Right, yeah, that's
they've
very
drawn
true.
They've pulled in all the spreadsheets and yep. they know that it's going to make enough to do this one and a sequel, so yeah. It will be fine.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check out the Deadpool 2 teaser trailer?
Yes, I did. A lot of people sent it to me on the Twitters, so thank you for everybody for sending me that.
You're welcome.
Was this supposed to appear in front of Logan?
We don't get trailers at the cinema at the same time as everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. I mean, it's a file transfer for... It's a Dropbox.
Exactly.
I don't know why we don't get it. Mm-hmm. So, look, this is going to be my video that Ben's going to make for this week, Mason, I'm hoping. So, hope you got some good jokes ready.
I've got some accents, probably.
Okay, good. Was it meta enough? Was it self-aware?
Well,
did you get the in-joke?
Well, it had... He was in the phone booth.
Did it turn the superhero genre on its head, Mason?
It tried, didn't it?
Okay, sure, yeah.
I guess that joke... hasn't been done in a very long time.
Yeah, well, that joke actually happened similarly in the first Superman movie where he runs for a phone booth and there's no phone booth. It's just one of those shells that you can't. It's not the same joke, is it?
No.
So what I meant to say is they did a different joke in the first
Superman
movie.
They did a different joke. And then they put a little... Then when... Right before we're like, hey, wait a minute, there's no phone booths anywhere, he says... hey, why is there a phone booth here?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty great.
When's the last time you've actually seen a phone booth? Do you know, for real?
Look, I think you can judge the decrepitness of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Of whether or not there's a phone booth.
Okay.
And up until I recently moved, but there was a phone booth like one house down from where I lived.
Was the receiver torn off?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah. And you can text from one of those, but it's all caps, no punctuation.
So you can text help because you're getting murdered.
Exactly, yeah. Or something threatening.
Sure. So what was interesting to me, they've used the original John Williams Superman theme.
How'd they get it?
And my only understanding is maybe it's some kind of handshake deal, or maybe it's parody, so you can use it.
No, absolutely not.
Well, like, it's, yeah, so.
There's no way.
So they must have asked.
They could have done a weird variation on it.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that would have sold the it works better as a trailer with that theme.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah.
God, that's a good theme. Yeah. I do like the Man of Steel theme, but
maybe John Williams.
He doesn't.
Owns
he wouldn't. I doubt it.
Huh, yeah. And also, what is Ryan Reynolds going to John Williams' house and being like, "Hey, can I borrow this?"
And also, like Warner Brothers, they're not using it.
What if
they?
It's unauthorized? What if it's what if this is gonzo trailer making? What if they don't care? They're the bad boys of filmmaking.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad strategy, because then be like Warner Brothers came after them and made them remove it. Then it's more,
it gets out there more.
And then now Fox are the underdog and Warner Brothers are trying to take out the little guy, even though they're both multi-billion-dollar companies.
Right?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you think it was amusing, though? An amusing time?
It was an amusing time.
I thought it was an amusing time.
Good time.
So apparently the one in the cinema was cut down heavily, because in this one, you see him fully. It takes him like a minute and a half actually change the outfit. He's talking about, he rings to the costume guy, Laird, or whatever.
Yep.
It's very meta. Turned the genre on its head in a lot of ways.
They're the bad boys of superhero filmmaking.
On the side of the phone box, it says Nathan Summers coming soon, though it's spelled C-U-M.
Oh, I get it.
You get it, don't you? Which is obviously a nod to Cable being in the next movie. And it's also in a universe where Logan is playing it at the theater, because you see it in the background.
How many times can one turn the genre on its head before it's turned all the way around and it's just a regular trailer again?
And there's a Firefly poster.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but there you go. But there was some Cable casting news this week. Michael Shannon turned down the role, apparently. Okay. He was like, doesn't interest me. There was a lot of money, but I'm like, yeah.
They're going to put me in weird prosthetics again.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have to wear weird crab claws again, get stuck in a toilet or whatever happened that last time.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I think he would have been really good. I watched Midnight Special recently, which he's in. Have you seen that one?
No, is it sort of sci-fi?
It's sort of sci-fi, yeah. It's really good. But also Russell Crowe on Twitter, looks like he might be interested, because people kind of tweeted at him and he kind of got his attention. He looked up from presumably beating up a man in an alley himself to pay attention. I think he'd be good.
Yeah, okay. I'd say that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And David Harbour.
Never heard of him.
He's the sheriff from
Nottingham.
He's the sheriff from Nottingham. No, he's the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I think is a pretty good fit as well. I haven't heard like a piece of casting for this where I'm like, nah, that's not the guy. I feel like all the names that have kind of been thrown up, I'm like, yeah, Mel Gibson, sure, he's a bad bloke, but he'd probably nail that.
Haven't you said the guy from Avatar? What about him?
Oh, Stephen Lang. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was one of the early rumors, but I think that's kind of died off. But he would, yeah, he's dead on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. At the end of the trailer, there's a very quick scroll of text.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was too far away for me to read. What does it say?
I didn't read it.
Oh, okay, well.
But I know what it says.
Put it up in the video. Just put it here.
It's a retelling of The Old Man of the Sea by Deadpool, which I think people are saying it's either
Hemingway's
like,
Old Man in the
yes,
Sea.
Yes. Like sort of in the style of like an analysis also.
Like it's his English homework.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Okay.
Look, that being said, I didn't read it because I'm like, this is a thing they've put in a trailer, so people like me pause it and break it down and examine it, and I'm not doing it.
Do you think it was was it one of those, you know, when somebody wear a novelty t-shirt and it says, if you go down to the bottom of reading this, you're a big old dummy or whatever, yeah, right. and you're like, no, do you think it was that? Do you think it was for bloggers and YouTubers and you read it and do you feel like a big old dummy?
Well, I didn't read it.
Well, who's the big old dummy now?
Oh, whoever I went
no,
to.
No, it's still you.
It's still me.
It's still you.
Yeah, so people also say it might be a metaphor for the relationship between Deadpool and Cable. I don't think it means anything. I think they just threw it in to get people to kind of go through it word by word and try and decipher meaning from it. Anyway, all in all, a pretty successful trailer. Turned the genre on its head in a lot of ways.
Bad boys of cinema.
That's right. So, great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're doing an ad.
Cool. Is that all the news?
That's all the news.
Add one more piece of news.
All right, I'm excited.
I just wanted to mention the
sound. Mason, I like to know the news because now I don't know. I've write down everything I'm going to say, even my jokes.
No, here. Oh.
So, what am I going to do?
All right. I get it. Well, I just wanted to mention the sad passing of Bill Paxton or possibly Bill Pullman.
Oh, shit, right.
He was 61
that.
Or 63. You might know him from Aliens,
this is
in The Terminator, or possibly Independence Day.
You're a bad bloke. That's a massive loss though.
Yeah, I know, right? It's actually Bill Paxton.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I'm gonna retire. I can't remember the difference between in honor of
Look,
I'm gonna retire my joke that I can't tell the difference between Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman in memoriam of the death of Bill Paxton or possibly Bill Pullman.
Until Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman also dies.
Then it's back, baby.
It's
fair game again.
This guy has been across everything
right?
for like 3 decades. Like, even it's like as recently as like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
But he's a bit like Titanic, like one of the biggest movies of all time. Alien, Terminator, just he's everywhere.
He is one of the,
True
again,
Lies.
It's been pointed,
James Cameron things.
True Lies, yeah. It's been pointed out, of course, that he is the rare actor who's been killed by a Terminator, an Alien, a Predator, and the Titanic.
he wasn't killed by the Titanic.
Yeah, I know. He was in the modern day thing. But he was also apparently there's a TV version of Training Day, which he is the star of.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is that
I did not know that.
It's okay. Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. I should check that out.
So is he like the Denzel Washington crooked cop?
I think so.
Okay. Who's the Ethan Hawke?
It's Ethan Hawke again.
He's back.
No, I don't know who it is.
Okay, cool. He
was in Twister, of course.
Yeah.
People love him from Twister.
I don't like Twister.
Yeah,
I think
fair.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People came
I love
out of that.
True Lies, though.
Yeah, he's amazing in that. People came out of Twister being like, did you see the cow? Yeah, I fucking saw it. It went right across the screen. I didn't miss it. Mm-hmm. I didn't miss it. That movie is only the cow. That's it. That is that movie.
Now, don't say that about Helen Hunt.
Got her.
Yep.
Very good.
Anyway, rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Sucks. Big loss, man.
Yeah, big loss. Loss. He was in Big Love.
He was in Big Love, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Anyway, we've got to do an ad.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Advertisement complete.
We've done it again. How do we do it? Every week, just a couple of dudes selling stuff, but also doing a pod. It's time for Logan.
It's mostly the podcast. We try to make it mostly the podcast, but sometimes it slips a little too far into an ad and we feel bad about it. But now we're doing the podcast.
Look, we got to make a buck, Mason.
That's true.
I'm at the point in my life where I can't fuck up because people around me will die. So this is real for me, Mason. Mm-hmm. It's the realest thing in the world. Anyway, let's talk about Logan.
James diffuses landmines is his other job. So if he messes up, people will die. What happens is he just wakes up in the middle of a minefield.
Yeah, that's right.
He's put to sleep and then they just dump him in there and he's like, all right.
I don't know who does it. I don't appreciate it, but it's real annoying. Logan's on track to make it an $80 million weekend in the US.
That's pretty good, right?
Which maybe even more, which could very well make it the highest rated R-rated movie of all time.
I have a confession to make. I never know how much is a large amount of money anymore. I don't know how long it takes to make a movie.
It depends on
how much is good.
It depends on.
So you're like, it's going to make $80 million. And I'm like, good or bad?
Well, that's good.
I feel you're going to snap at me too. I'm like, that'll be good. And you're like, it's not good. It's a flop. It's ruined.
$80 million for, say, an Avengers,
yes,
or a Batman Superman is not as good. It's okay. Still good, mm-hmm. But those have crazy budgets and they also play to everybody.
That's true.
But for an R-rated film, mm-hmm. that is the best case scenario.
What was it rated here, Logan?
Maybe it was M15 here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we got a kind of an in-between one, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a mid-teensman, get out there. You can't because mm-hmm. you're under whatever that age I said. It's also a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So critics are loving it.
Critics are raving about it.
Have you seen any of the TV spots where it's like, critics are raving. Rolling Stone called it. We loved it. You know, they have those TV spots.
I'm aware of them. I haven't seen any recently, yes.
Yeah, they're boring. So what we'll do, as always, we're going to do non-spoilers, then spoilers. Mm-hmm. We'll very clearly tell you when that is. I'll also time code it underneath. It's not going to be a problem if you haven't seen it.
That's right.
But that being said, if you haven't seen it at all, maybe just skip this entirely, just in case one of us messes
just
up.
Just re-listen to the Casper ad again.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm. And then the singing bit. Mason.
Singing, that's very generous.
Mason, what did you think of Logan? And also, in addition, what did you think the story was? You can answer those in any order.
I'm going to do plot first. Hang on.
Okay, good. Get it out of the way. Yeah. That's like eating your vegetables in a review.
That's right. Okay. Then I get the delicious sundae of telling you what I thought. Of the movie. Okay, so it's the future.
Yep.
It's 2029.
Yep.
I
think they changed that late.
Do you?
Yeah, it's only on like a little display. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, I cut you off immediately.
No, they say 2029 in the movie.
Okay, well then I apologize.
But they could have dubbed that in.
They may not have though.
It's true.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, that's my famous segment. What did I think the plot was? Anyway, it's 2029 and America is falling to pieces a bit. It's not a it's not an apocalyptic dystopian future. It's just a regular dystopian future.
Yeah, it's just like a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. All the mutants are gone for the most part.
Yep.
We'll probably get into that later.
Probably.
But Wolverine is still about.
Yep.
He's reverted back to his birth name of James Howlett. Now he's a chauffeur mm-hmm. in Texas.
Yep.
He's just chauffeuring just idiots about in a limousine.
Yes.
But also he takes regular trips to Mexico, where he's looking after a now senile Professor X, mm-hmm, along mm-hmm. with Caliban, who is like a former X-Men enemy who's working with him.
And a Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
Stephen Merchant's the new Ricky Gervais. He's in everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's everywhere. His time has come.
Wait, what else has he been in?
I don't know.
Portal video game.
He was in Portal in 2011, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A
young girl turns up.
That's
and
right.
He has to look after her.
Yep.
Because maybe they have a secret connection.
Yep. She's his clone.
Yeah, she's his clone.
She's got his powers. I've seen it in the trailers.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then there's some trouble.
You better believe there's some trouble, Mason. Some trouble. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know, though. What did you think?
I liked it a lot.
Did you love it or like it a lot?
You know what? I loved it.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's not perfect, certainly.
No.
There's a couple of big old plot holes, if you ask me, which we'll get into later.
You're talking relating to the timeline, but also the movie itself, or a bit of everything.
No, timeline we can get to later.
Oh boy, will we.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. There's a few things where It's great. Look, we'll get into that.
Look, it's beautifully shot, I thought.
Yep.
It feels gritty and like a Western. Like there's some Western.
Mm.
There's a Western allegory later in it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it felt like a Western. It felt desolate.
Mm-hmm,
it felt real grim.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
You better believe it. Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yes.
It was kind of funny in parts.
It was sad.
It was well acted.
Yep. Cast well. Stephen Merchant was in it.
Yep.
He was in Portal too.
Correct.
What else? Yeah, what else do you need?
That's right.
Hugh Jackman's final performance, they say.
Supposedly. Yeah.
How did you think do you think this was his best Wolverine performance of all performances?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously he's a very talented actor, but given this source material. I mean, I don't think he's ever kind of had a bad turn as Wolverine. Even in the bad movies, it's never like, get rid of him.
That's
like,
true,
he
yeah.
sucks, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Origins is terrible.
The one of the worst.
Yeah, but he, like, no one was calling for him to step down, you know, after that. He still puts in 100%. And he eats all the chicken and whatever, and he dehydrates for the shirtless scenes.
That's right.
And all that kind of thing. So, no, he was fantastic. Did you like the kind of world-weary version of him?
Yeah, very much so,
weathered,
yeah.
Haggard, mm-hmm. grayed hair, bearded,
mm-hmm.
Beclawed. All of these things, yeah. I it's very kind of telling what kind of character you're going to get in like the first scene you see him, right? This isn't a spoiler. It's like the first 2 minutes, I guess. The claws come out and it's just like a slow kind of grind.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's kind of like, oh dear. So it's a great start. Patrick Stewart as well is amazing in this.
Mm-hmm.
He walks the fine line between kind of like senility and clarity.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Really, really well.
He's the rudest Professor X we've boy, seen, certainly.
There's a lot of F-bombs in this, isn't there?
They're all effing and jeffing all about the place.
Yeah, but he's fantastic. I can see why both of them are like, look, we don't want to do another one because we've mm-hmm. We've nailed, you know, these, like, this is as good as we can kind of do this.
Yes.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by that. What did you think of X-23? Young Laura Kinney.
Great.
Do they say Kinney? I don't think they do. I think they just say Laura.
No, they say Laura.
Maybe it's in a file. You uh-huh. kind of see a file at one point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was really good.
Really good.
And the stunts didn't look like a full-grown person flipping about.
No, it didn't. And yeah. Look, it... For the most part, I think a lot of the action sequences had a decent amount of weight to them. Mm-hmm. She didn't look like CGI Yoda flipping about, which was good.
No.
I mean, the quality, I think, fluctuated a little bit. Sure, but I think for the most part, it looked solid. And man, it was brutal, this
movie.
Yeah,
absolutely. I wouldn't even say that. It wasn't even kind of heart-pounding exciting. It was just kind of like, for the action, I'm like, oh, this is, oh, it's unpleasant.
Yeah,
like, there's a lot of limb
exactly,
loss.
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming. And even the people fighting are like, you know, when you see Wolverine kind of take out the mansion in X-Men 2,
yep.
he's not really enjoying it, but there's almost like this kind of joy
uh-huh.
and this kind of animalistic nature to him. But in this one, he's just kind of like begrudgingly killing people, you know, in a way, you know, I mean, it changes obviously as the movie goes on, but it's a different kind of murdering. And straight away you see like blades go through people's heads and you see the blade inside their mouth as it goes up into their
right.
brain and a bunch of that stuff.
Coming straight from Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Which was all CGI, kind of just...
Spinning vortexes.
It didn't... Yeah. This was quite a shock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. What about the villains? We got the Reavers who came out from the comics.
I should say that in many episodes ago, we had some predictions about where this movie was going to go plot-wise and stuff like that. I feel I was wrong. Like, not, I was 99% wrong.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Or, yeah, something like that.
No, I don't remember what we said, but you were.
I was wrong.
You definitely
were. I was so wrong.
Did you enjoy the villains, the Reavers, the kind of mutant-hunting team?
Well, they were a little generic.
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There was only kind of... There's the lead one and everyone else is just
Donald
kind of
Pierce,
like,
yeah.
There's kind of like gun for a hand, robot claw arm, guy with a mohawk.
Correct,
like,
yes.
That's...
There were a series of guys with mohawks.
Yes,
and
yeah, yeah.
Robot arm.
They all kind of look like former MMA fighters who are kind of standing about now in a movie. But no, they're fine. And you've also got the kind of the lead scientist, which I guess we'll talk about more in spoilers.
Yeah.
But he's also in the trailers.
Richard E. Grant.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like? Who do you prefer, Richard E. Grant or Hugh Grant? Who do you prefer?
Oh.
Which Grant? Pick your Grant.
Oh, I've had to pick a Grant. maybe Richard E. Grant, because I don't often... I see less of Richard E. Grant, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Maybe Hugh Grant overexposure.
You don't see a lot of Hugh Grant, though, these
days.
It's
true. We did see him in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
We did. He was good in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, more Richard Grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just remember James Mangold did 3:10 to Yuma.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
That makes it makes perfect sense yeah. now, this Western sensibility.
I saw on Twitter as well, he said one of the movies that he's watched repeatedly is Shane.
Which is heavily.
It's in this movie a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Shane?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's
from 1953.
Yeah.
I don't remember whether I've seen it. I know the story. Yes. I know the speech at the end and I know the what he does, but I know Jack Palance is in it.
Yes.
But Is it good? It's before even that kind of classic era of Westerns. You know, like the 60s where you get like Fistful of Dollars and...
Wild Bunch.
Wild Bunch and all that. Yeah, and all that. And Magnificent Seven and whatever. So, yeah. Anyway, it's good, is it? Great.
Yeah.
You were talking action sequences, though.
Yes.
This movie had a lower budget than a lot of these in that it had only had $127 million. Which still seems quite
high. Seems a lot, yeah. If you'd said 50 million, yeah. I'd have been like, oh yeah, makes sense.
But there is kind of, there's not a lot of CGI. It's kind of like your claws popping out now and then. Maybe yeah, a true. Little bit of blood, but for the most part, it looked like prosthetic heads and arms and blood packs and, mm-hmm. and whatever. I didn't notice any kind of CGI blood kind of splatter going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the sequences aren't a building falls down. And you know what I mean?
That's true,
And a bridge is lifted or whatever. It's all kind of people running through the woods and whatever and killing each other. So that surprises me, that the budget. But did you think this movie works better with an R rating? Like if this was a kind of bloodless
affair. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It needs to get grim, this last one.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. Because I remember when Deadpool came out, a concern of mine was like, the message that studios will get from this is, oh, we'll just make everything R-rated, like for the sake of it. But like this movie... Yeah, it definitely benefits from it. I mean, I like the Wolverine, but this is much better than the Wolverine.
I think so too.
Though I haven't seen we were talking about it before the show. I've seen it once, and I was scanning through it for my Easter egg video, and I'm like, man, I should watch this.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Got to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Though there is that R-rated cut as well, isn't there?
Haven't seen it.
Okay, good. Yeah. What did you mean by some of the flipping about, and that wasn't you didn't enjoy it?
No, I did enjoy it.
I felt
it fluctuated a little bit. I don't know. Like, I think it veered a little towards Yoda, CGI Yoda territory. Yeah. For the most part, I think it was pretty good.
So it wasn't like the cuts were too quick and you didn't know what was going on. It wasn't
no, I always knew what was going on, it sort of varied in terms of like how much weight usually X-23 had behind kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's got the metal bones in her.
Does she, though?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't think she does, actually.
I think it's implied because...
When you see the surgery, it seems like they're only doing the hands and feet.
And it also says, when you see her file, it says something like adamantium attachment points.
Oh,
and it doesn't say like full skeleton. Also, how would you, if you adamantized a child skeleton, how would they grow?
Good point.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, you're right. I'm against it.
I'm against it too. Don't do it out there. Spay and neuter your pets, and also don't adamantize a child if you can avoid it. And if you have to.
Yeah, if you have to, obviously, for protection. Any moments where you're like, this is a touching moment, I'm tearing up in the cinema. I just wanted to know if there were those things, Mason.
Well, look, I don't tear up in a cinema.
Sure.
I tear up in my house, like a normal person.
Alone, at night.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to talk about non-spoilers? Because a lot of this movie, they've kept under wraps.
That's true, yeah.
So a lot of it we kind of dig into. In spoiler territory.
Let me think. It was a real, real good send-off for those.
Best movie ever?
Yeah, best movie ever.
I would say this is one of those movies that, a comic book movie, that will be remembered.
Agreed,
I think with a lot of them, they're fair. Even a lot of the good Marvel ones are fairly dispensable.
Yeah.
But I think this one is kind of like, it's got
indispensable.
Exactly. Like, it's got a very specific vision. Mm. The way that, like, The Dark Knight.
Like, Age of Ultron had a very specific
vision. That's right. Do you know what I mean? Like, say, first Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they've got it's clearly either the vision of a small amount of people, or at least the studio was backing, you know, this particular version of it, and it's paid off in a big way.
Yeah.
When you look at Apocalypse, it's like, how many people made this? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's
just... And also, who remembers any of the performances in Apocalypse?
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to remember Hugh Jackman in this. We're going to remember Patrick Stewart in this. We're going to remember what's her name? Daphne. Something.
I don't know her name. The X-23 girl.
I'm going to look her up.
I do not know her name. Wow. But I'm definitely going to give this the best movie ever.
Me too.
And I'm going to say, rent it on Blu-ray when you get the opportunity. Or go to the cinema, actually. No. If you haven't seen it, go to the cinema. Ready for spoilers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Find out what her name is? Or?
Let's spoilerize it.
Yay!
Her name is Daphne Keane.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Bilingual as well.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Or very good at learning Spanish phonetically with the accent.
That's right.
Who knows?
Who knows? What's something that you want to talk about in spoilers? I got a list here. But
okay, here's my only issue with the. We mentioned it before. Here's my only issue. I felt there were a couple of plot elements in this movie that made no sense.
Okay,
and I felt they only existed to drive the plot to a certain point.
You're right,
and I feel they could have been rewritten so that they weren't so odd. And I mean specifically
the adamantium bullet.
Not the adamantium bullet, I'm fine with the adamantium bullet. Okay. What I didn't care for is, okay, for example, in the opening scene, Logan's sleeping in his car,
yep.
And they go to jack his hubcaps.
Off. Sorry.
Yep. They're good.
Sorry.
No. You'd do me a disservice if you didn't say that. And so he just kills them all.
Yeah.
And look, I get that they're bad people and one of them tried to shoot him and whatever.
Yeah.
So he just kills those guys with no remorse whatsoever. And then later on, we see Pierce shows up at his like his hideout.
Yeah.
And Wolverine just knocks him out. And then says, hey, Caliban, why don't you go and bury him?
Oh,
why don't you
right,
go bury
yeah.
him, you know, get him out of the way. Here's a gun. And that in order... And so then Pierce gets the drop on him.
Yeah, off the back of that everything.
And,
yeah.
And then off the back of that everything. And then all of a sudden he has Caliban so they can track Wolverine and X-23 and Professor X. It seems odd to me that Wolverine wouldn't just kill him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that opening scene is very, it's put in place to be like, this is a very different kind of movie and
yes.
this is a different version of Wolverine. But I can see what you're saying. Like, that does clash with, I didn't even think of that.
There should have been some, like, maybe Caliban could have been like, don't kill him, I'll take care of this kind
yeah,
of thing.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
You're not, you know, Wolverine goes to kill him and Caliban's like, not in front of me, I don't like murders or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go out and bury him. And
I
then
like
it,
big sun hats.
Exactly.
I don't like murders though.
I like big sun hats and goggles. And then it could have been on Caliban, then it's the problem.
Right.
But in this, all the drama results from Wolverine not killing someone when he's in the mindset that he would definitely kill people.
Yeah.
Which I found was odd.
But yeah.
Also later on in the film, when they go to the homestead and Wolverine's like, let's not stay here overnight. And Professor X is like, no, let's stay.
Yeah.
And then a series of more horrible things happen.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you learn? And I guess maybe the issue is that they're both getting on and they're losing their marbles a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
So maybe they're you know, in their headspace, they're not making all the correct decisions all the time.
Right, right, yeah.
But I feel maybe...
How would you solve that part of it then?
Incapacitate
Wolverine so they have to stay?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that would work.
Because even if Charles is asleep, just chuck him in the ute, mate.
That's exactly
chuck
right.
Chuck him in the ute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't disagree with that. Mm. I also thought there was a moment where he's standing in front of Donald Pierce when he comes back with all the Reavers and he could have killed him. Like, he's like this close. He's like 2 feet away and he like
For the listeners, James is putting his hands quite close together.
That's right.
To indicate
But
closeness.
He raises his arm kind of like over his head.
Yeah.
But he could have just, like that would have been a very quick kind of end to what was happening there. Because he's not a physical match for Wolverine, this guy. Not in his own.
No.
You know what I mean? When there's 10 guys kicking Wolverine, then yeah, he obviously
That's
is.
That's something I didn't mention in non-spoilers, which I should have. I enjoyed the fact that he's not indestructible.
Yeah.
This felt like a dangerous film.
Yeah,
It
absolutely.
Felt like everybody was in dangerous situations and they could have been done for at any moment.
Yeah, you can just have 5 guys kick him and he can't get up. Like,
yeah,
he can't
right?
protect himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, I liked this, but I'm curious to see what you thought. There's a kind of a hint towards it that we're going to be getting some kind of super weapon that they're going to unleash on,
yes.
on Wolverine. And then it's revealed to be an evil version of Wolverine.
Did not see that coming.
Me neither. I was like, it's got to be Sabretooth. That was my immediate reaction.
I thought it would be... I don't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool from X-Men Origins.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the comic books, like the subsequent Weapon X... subjects are all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy called Phantom X who's like a weird French spy.
Right.
There's all sorts of, you know, big tentacle monster creatures or kind of big hulking behemoth kind of things.
Sure, yeah.
I wasn't sure which one of those we were going to get.
Mm.
But it makes sense. This this world, it makes more sense that it's just a guy.
It's
that looks
not a
most...
tentacle monster world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not. And I enjoyed the fact that this, the X-24 wasn't finished. Like, he
right,
was incomplete.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even Wolverine in, like, X-Men 3, where he could be riddled with bullets and then he was fine again.
Yeah.
Like, he gets hit in the head and he just remains severely wounded for hours until they fix him.
Right, kind of thing.
Which I thought was interesting.
Get the old serum
Can we talk about the X-Men timeline? We
could absolutely talk about that.
Yeah. Here's my assumption.
Right.
This is a universe
mm-hmm.
in which the only movie that is still in continuity is X-Men 1.
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
That's absolutely possible.
So because this is set in 2029.
Yeah.
And Logan says in it there hasn't been any New Mutants in 25 years.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so X-Men 1 came in 2000?
Yes.
And that was set in
that's
the near
set in like
future.
2004, maybe.
Yeah, so that's
set
in the near future.
Yeah.
Which suggests, and because in the movie Logan says... Logan admits that the events at the Statue of Liberty in X-Men 1 happened.
Yes, and the cage fighting.
So that's true.
Yeah.
But potentially none of the other stuff happened.
Right.
So that this what's the virus called?
The transigen.
The transigen virus is released.
Yeah, mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s. Yeah. And then there are no more mutants after that.
Because if you take it from Days of Future Past, which is 6 years prior, that school is fully functioning.
Yes.
So it cannot be that universe. My assumption was that this is just set in its own universe.
One of two things happened. Either this is a parallel universe in which this virus was released and therefore the remaining movies never happened.
Yeah.
Or this is the actual universe and this virus was released, none of the other adventures happened. Like there was this big, like... blank period.
Yeah.
And all the movies we've seen, all the subsequent movies we saw after X-Men 1 are the stories from the comic books.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, yeah. So basically the X-Men came on the scene. This thing happened at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
You know, the public learned about them. All these adventures were written about them. But realistically, the actual evolution of mutants
stopped right there.
Yeah.
As soon as they were known to the public, it was just stomped on.
Like yeah, well, stopped yeah. on, but and also this virus prevented there being any more mutants existing, so this world sort of just, the world of mutants just sort of trailed off.
Yeah.
But the story still kept happening.
Right, yeah. Mm. That's cool, I like that.
I like that a lot. I think that's my favourite interpretation.
Yeah.
My interpretation.
That wasn't my interpretation in the video I'm working on, Mason.
What is yours?
Mine was that they're all set in separate universes.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense
too.
I mean, every movie just doesn't connect to the previous one.
Well, that's the thing, like, as we've mentioned on this show before, when you watch an X-Men movie, the continuity only makes sense if you only think about it in connection to the previous movie.
But chronologically.
Chronologically, yeah.
Yeah, because the last one...
So Days of Future Past makes sense if you think in terms of X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
But if you go back to X-Men 3...
Yeah, First Class doesn't connect to...
Yeah.
First Class is
a
reboot.
This one, as the finale, has looped back around to the first movie.
Yeah.
So this movie only really makes sense if you only consider the first... Ugh. It's a bloody nightmare.
It is.
Yeah.
I like that theory, though. That's a solid theory.
Thank you.
I genuinely just think, I just want to make whatever movie I want to make, and I don't fuck everything else.
Yes.
Like, if I want to make the best version of this, I don't want post-credits scenes, I don't want to leave it open so Wolverine comes back or whatever.
Yeah.
This is it.
That's the thing, though. The beauty of my theory, such as it is if they want to bring back Wolverine, all they have to do is move back into the universe that is fictional. Just bring them all back.
Is that a worse or better universe?
It's a worse universe.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you can absolutely bring him back. You can have, if he comes back in the Deadpool movie, you can just grab him from time.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Like, uh-huh. you can do anything. Well, I loved the fact that I didn't cotton on straight away that it was the adamantium that was poisoning him. Was that something that you picked up on early?
Because
Caliban's like, you're sick, I can smell it on you. There's something inside you.
I just assumed it was only because adamantium is poisonous in the comic book universe. So.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So that's I assumed that's what did him in.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
and it did,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, Evil Wolverine, Hugh Jackman looks great as a young Wolverine still.
Right, yeah.
How do they do it? How does he do it?
Was that...
Is it just the tan? Is that what makes him...
It was the tan and like the trim, like the compression shirt, I think.
Sure, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that him or is that a...
That's him, yeah.
Wow, there you
I
go.
I mean, except when the stunt double stuff.
Okay, right.
You know, because you need when you got two of them at once. But
I also like the... I'm going back to my theory.
Good.
But no, the idea that it's a more basic universe, like the clones all had like kind of basic-ish powers.
Yeah, yeah.
They all had just like one thing, like flames or ice or whatever. It wasn't
which is how the first powers. Kind of X-Men movies were. You got one thing. You got lasers. Lasers exactly. Yeah. You can shoot ice, whatever.
Also, I think there's a news report and they say there was an accident in Westchester County, referring to Professor X going crazy.
At the school,
And they're like, and seven mutants were killed.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past him if the seven mutants were Storm, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Rogue, Magneto, Sabretooth, Mystique, were the original seven, I guess.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't put... Well, maybe. Would Magneto be working at the school?
No, but he's just there.
Okay, so, and Sabretooth would be at the school?
They're having a Barney. Powwow. They're having a Barney.
Okay, sure, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And Toad's already dead. So.
And Toad's already
dead. Because he got struck by lightning that time.
I took it from you see eight surviving X-Men in. Because I think this is loosely tied to Days of Future Past.
Right,
except
okay.
It's sort of not.
Maybe this is the leftover. Maybe this is the universe that was left over after Days of Future Past.
No, because that was all smashed up by robots.
Oh, okay. No, I kind of meant like a. I don't know, just a. Just a, like a fragment universe.
Okay,
like
sure,
just
some, probably.
Just spun off.
Or probably not. Who knows?
Who knows?
But there's eight left over. There's like Kitty Pryde, Jean Grey, Scott Summers, what's her name? Bloody Storm.
Yep.
Hank McCoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Colossus. And I think there's a couple more, I can't remember. But yeah, so I don't know. We'll probably never know. I don't even mind that they didn't explain it.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I don't need.
Could have just been seven randos.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. I don't need a prequel movie.
Correct.
It just he had an episode and he killed seven people. And the only reason he didn't kill Wolverine is because he's a little bit more kind of he's healing thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He can heal.
Correct.
Yeah.
I thought that was also an interesting twist on the old man Logan because I wasn't sure what the I went into this assuming it would be more similar to old man Logan in that Wolverine would be a pacifist.
Yeah.
That was very quickly.
Yeah,
a turn on its head.
Yeah,
yeah, very quickly.
Yeah, that's right, because that's the story of Old Man Logan that he killed the original X-Men, mm-hmm. but this time it was bloody Patrick Stewart, mate.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. What have we got here? So the death of Professor X.
Yes.
How do you think that was handled? The old stab through the chest, sitting in a truck, being like, Logan, Logan, Logan. What'd you think?
We're gonna buy a boat, Logan. Live on a boat, Logan.
I liked how Caliban's like, you're not buying a boat for me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He was like, fuck you guys, man.
I liked his performance. I liked Stephen Merchant's
performance. He was great. He was really good.
Has he done any other dramatic roles?
Not to my knowledge. Oh. He probably has. Mm-hmm. He played Oggy in The Office, if you recall
correctly.
Yes,
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think he was in Hall Pass with Owen Wilson.
Sure. Great.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was a really good send-off for Professor X. Mm-hmm. He kind of has that really touching moment where he's explaining that he's figured out that he killed everybody.
Yep.
And then it's not. And then it's. I thought it was a dream at first.
Right.
I'm like,
okay.
what is happening?
Uh-huh.
But it's just evil Hugh Jackman with a shaved head mm-hmm. stabbing him through the chest. And then that family gets wiped out.
Yeah, right.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
And again, that was all a result of Professor X going, oh, I just want to stay for one more. I want to be happy.
Yeah, it felt like No Country for Old Men or something like that, where just random violence happens to people.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
And too bad.
Yep.
And they also, I like the idea of that serum as well, mm-hmm. where like he can heal up and whatever, which is kind of a thing in The Death of Wolverine. He gets this kind of serum, which kind of keeps him going.
Oh, I see.
For a little bit. But no, it was, Patrick Stewart didn't put in an amazing performance. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see why he doesn't want to do it again. Let's talk about the magic bullet, all right? So
okay, yep.
This is a bit of a point of contention.
Yes.
Because if you look at the X-Men verse,
yes.
We've had adamantium bullets before,
yes.
And they make you lose your memory, which is dumb. So I'm okay with being like, that's not a real thing.
Yes.
This is what they do to you. I don't
kill you like a real bullet.
Like a real bullet. I don't understand why that would be any more powerful than a regular bullet, other than they can break adamantium. But this to me says, if you still got a bullet through his eye, a regular bullet, it would still kill him.
Yeah.
It'd still mm-hmm. scramble his brain.
Yeah.
So he can't regenerate from that. Half his head missing, I guess. Maybe they pulled out his brain when he was on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
but like you said, though, he's not like Wolverine or the original Wolverine. He lost an eye and he was out for hours, like just lying in the field. Yeah. But no, I like that moment. I also like that Wolverine wasn't really a match for him at all.
Correct.
Like both times when he went up with him, he just got hammered. There wasn't like he kind of summoned up the last of his strength and courage. He just got beat down.
Yeah, exactly.
Both times, mm-hmm. like really severely. He was just lucky to get out of. Or once he didn't, but you know the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So you're okay with the adamantium bullet?
I'm fine with that.
I like that. Hey, we kind of kept it on him because he's like, oh, when this is done, I'm gonna go out to the ocean and shoot myself.
I also did appreciate the very quick undignified death of Richard E. Grant.
Yes.
Where you expected a big speech about the nature of humanity and progress and science, and he just gets a bullet to the head and he's done.
That was fantastic, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like how Wolverine probably killed his father.
Yes.
Because he worked on the Weapon X.
Mm-hmm.
So when he broke out and killed a bunch of scientists, Richard E. Grant's father, his good old father was...
Richard E. Grant's papa.
was amongst it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I enjoyed that. But the kid mutants, what did you think of all those... That kid, that electric kid, he could run. See that guy running through the woods?
Uh-huh.
He was bloody moving, mate. But I liked that they went the pacifist route and they didn't, you know, they could have probably turned around and killed all those soldiers potentially, but they just wanted to, they were just scared and just wanted to kind of get over the border.
Good performance from the kid in command.
Yeah, who I thought was going to be a Cyclops kid.
Oh, okay, but instead he was telekinesis he's or magnetism Richter. Or something.
He's from the comics.
Oh, it was Richter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that's his name. I'm fairly certain they say his name's Richter.
Okay.
But yeah, no, he was really good. Mm. I was sure he was going to turn out to be Scott Summers, like a clone of Scott Summers.
Oh, I see.
Because they're like the electric kid is a clone of Dominic Monaghan's character from Origins.
I can't remember. I see.
Bolt.
Yep, okay.
There's a few others that kind of may line up with other... Oh, Iceman. There's Iceman.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's an Iceman amongst it.
Mm-hmm.
That frozen arm thing was amazing.
Great.
That was really good. But okay, what about this? The death of Wolverine itself.
Yes.
Were you affected by it? Did you think they handled it well? How did that play
out? Yeah, I mean, it was it was good. And he had learned enough throughout the film that I felt like a sense of something.
Sure, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
You cried when you got home.
Like, he wasn't this gruff, heartless monster through the whole film. And then at the end, he's like, oh, I finally realized what it's like. Like, there was some, you felt the sort of...
He didn't need to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you felt the connection between the two throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And so at the end you're like, oh, okay, he's earned this.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I did like the little touch of turning the cross on its side.
That was fun, yeah.
That was a really good...
Which could have gone very poorly, I feel, if this were a worse movie.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Because I feel like there is stuff in this that in a worse movie I wouldn't buy. Like, I wouldn't buy the adamantium bullet. I wouldn't buy the cross on its side. You know what I mean? Like, the death of Professor X in X-Men 3, I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
Because this universe, nothing matters.
You correct, know what
I
mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in this one, I genuinely believe that they might not do another one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I was either of them, I wouldn't. I would never do it again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe do a little cameo in
Well, they've been doing this for 17 years.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
And you can't really top this. I mean, maybe he would do a Deadpool to kind of like, I'll do a fun one. Do you know what I mean? Like,
a fun
comic booky one.
Do you think he'd do the whole film or do you think he'd just do one scene?
Yeah, I don't know. I think what they should do in Deadpool if he doesn't want to do it, just put Ryan Reynolds in the yellow costume for a bit. Just do it,
sure,
do it like that, yeah. Because I'm glad they didn't do the yellow costume in this. I didn't think they were going to, but that yellow costume only exists in the kind of media that portrays them in this world.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Loganiverse. So some people are like, why isn't the, well, you could have put it on at the end. Why?
Exactly,
why would he put it on?
Exactly.
Where did he get it? Would he have it on him the whole time?
Yeah, exactly.
That makes zero sense. So, but I think though, this is also an opportunity to just stop making this version of them.
Yep.
Stop.
Stop making the one that's currently in production. Yes. Whatever that one is, just stop.
Maybe leave it for a little bit
and
then reboot it as a comic booky, colourful version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just let people make their own vision of these and just they can be set whenever.
Yeah, I would like that. I was thinking about that after this one. Just if you wanted to, even if you want to bring Wolverine back, just have it, just make all the next ones continuity free.
Yeah. I mean, Deadpool, they'll obviously keep making them and I'm okay with that. They don't adhere to any of it anyway.
Yeah.
So who cares?
I'd be okay with kind of like an, I think this is the name of a video game, but like an X-Men Legends kind of thing.
Right.
Where you could just tell another, you could even tell another Wolverine story.
Yeah.
Or like just a continuity-free X-Men story, give them different costumes, different powers, different looks, different ages, it doesn't matter.
Ultimate X-Men.
Yeah, but it's just, each one is a different take. I think that'd be fun.
So what about if they went, We're going to do a follow-up to this. Mm-hmm. And we're going to follow the Young Mutants across the border.
I don't think we need to know that.
Yeah, me neither. Like, who's on the radio? That doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
I would much rather just they're off into a
better world.
Maybe they're off into a better future. Who knows?
Because I thought it was leading towards Wolverine's going to cross the border with them and he's going to Professor X them all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I thought that's where it was going to go. But I think this is kind of the Hollywood ending. You know what I mean? I think this is kind of a better way to do it. So, yeah. So you think just do a non-continuity whatever.
Yes, please.
Series. Yeah. Because all the best X-Men films, like the first two, First Class, sort of Days of Future Past, I guess.
Yep.
Like the Wolverine, this. The best ones have that particular vision and they sort of adhere to the continuity.
Like Age of Ultron,
you know what I mean? Like the piss poor ones are the ones we talked about. Like they're bad for it because there's just too much going on and it's just whatever. So give it to people with a good directors with a vision, not bad directors with a vision. That's not as good an idea.
Correct.
If I'm honest. Anything else to say?
No, that'll do it, I think.
What a great one.
It was a great one.
Sabretooth was going to be in it at one point. Oh. They were going to go to Vegas and he was going to be like, he was going to give him a hand.
Huh.
I think that would have been all right. Get back, maybe. Liev Schreiber.
Well, see, that was going to say that because Liev Schreiber was probably the best Sabretooth, but he also wasn't the only Sabretooth.
Right, yeah.
So it'd be weird. If you bring in Liev Schreiber as Sabretooth, that definitively puts it in a particular universe.
Yes.
Which is...
And it also scraps that X-Men 1 theory of yours.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Because then it'd be the weird wrestler guy.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think it would have been good. I mean, he is good as Sabretooth, but I don't really think that was necessary. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what a great end to the X-Men series. I'm glad they've wrapped it up definitively.
No more X-Men films ever. Hooray!
I tell you what, though. Fox are really good at kind of really digging themselves a hole and then accidentally getting out of it.
They know.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, they're nothing if not wildly inconsistent.
They've dodged a whole bunch of adamantium bullets, those guys.
Yeah, you better believe it. But great. Yeah, no, good effort all around.
Agreed.
Fun.
Next I mean, not that much fun.
No, it wasn't fun. Don't bring your kids either.
No.
Do not. My brother asked me, he's like, could I bring my son, who's like 8? I'm like, no, definitely not. No, he'll kill himself. Don't do it. Yeah. All right. Oh, I got some responses here from people on the Twitter sphere.
Oh, here we go.
This is from Adam. He says, just saw Logan.
Logan?
Oh, Logan.
Logan.
The second act dragged a bit, and some of the action was quite silly, but overall I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Mika Scott says, Logan was an almost perfect film. It was emotionally exciting and gripping the whole way. It might be my favorite film ever.
Wow, big call.
Matthew Onestro says, Logan was super intense, a perfect way to end the original X-Men franchise or Wolverine franchise. Bannon Nan says, Logan was excellent, by far the best X-Men movie, and also made me clinically depressed. 10 out of 10. Is this the best X-Men movie? It might be.
Yeah, I think so.
But also, you can't really... I don't think this would have worked if we hadn't have had Hugh Jackman do this for 17 years. Even the bad ones. I mean, it still would have worked, but do you know what I mean? Like, if this is the first time we'd seen him...
Yeah.
You know,
if you've never seen an X-Men film, I kind of would say see X-Men 1 and then just see this.
Sure, yeah.
Because they're kind of good bookends, I think.
See X-Men 1, watch Origins as comparison, and then watch this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you'll feel much better.
Yeah.
This is from Nugen, who says, "Logan, best father/child movie since Big Daddy?" Question mark. Who's to say?
Mm-hmm. So, the Adam Sandler film, Big Daddy.
Yeah, we have to wait till that kind of... That's not something you can answer immediately. I have to kind of sit on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do what we're reading.
Okay, what are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? I've read or watched a thing. What have you been watched or read?
Oh, you know what I've been listening to?
Okay.
A couple of friends of ours. I think I mentioned on the podcast before.
I don't believe
it. But I'm getting back into it. Okay. Our friends are Two in the Think Tank. It's a podcast.
That's a great podcast.
Which is going to be?
Oh, it's going to be in the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
Explain it. Go.
So it's my friends Andy and Al.
Yeah.
And every week they attempt to create 5 sketch ideas.
Both of whom I met recently.
Yeah.
Lovely men.
Aren't they though?
Yeah.
So every week they try to come up with 5 sketch ideas or 7 if the first 5 aren't very good. and it's just them bloody spitballing.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to...
It's a really good kind of insight into the process of kind of writing a skit.
Yeah.
Like how you get from A to B.
A little comedy play, little riddle.
And kind of bouncing ideas off each other. It's really cool, yeah.
I know.
What are you bringing up? You're going to play a bit through your phone.
And I'm trying to find some of the sketches.
What one did I listen to recently? It was on the train. I can't remember.
Look, they're all pretty great. Just pick a random. Just pick the current most recent episode to be good.
Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So they work over at Stupid Old Studios as well, which were a lot of these like Do Go Ones.
Yep, that's
done
right.
There, Auntie Donna, mm-hmm. a bunch of other ones. So yeah. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well into that.
Yeah, also. And I've been moving house and listening to that while I've been packing has prevented me from going insane.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. I saw Kong Skull Island.
What did you think of that?
I'll tell you next week, Mason.
I'll
be very interested to know what you think of it because it's getting some pretty good.
Oh, wait, are we doing a Kong Skull Island episode
next week? Yeah.
Oh, okay, we are. Okay,
I
guess I've got to see it then.
it's not terrible.
Okay, great.
But yeah, no, I got some stuff to say. But no, I think you might.
Oh, you got some stuff to say.
There's a lot of things that there's definitely to like about it, but there's some things where I'm like, that's interesting that's what they would do with that. But okay. Mm-hmm. I could have seen Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
But I didn't. Because if I'm honest.
Didn't you say it was going to be one of the biggest.
Yeah, it will be. It will be one of the biggest.
Not if you don't go see it.
It'll be one of the biggest movies of the year. There was a screening and I just went, you know what? I don't give a fuck about Beauty and the Beast. Like, I thought about it.
Yeah.
And look, I know it's a classic and I remember really enjoying it, but I just don't care.
That's what I'm saying. People aren't going to care.
Mate, everybody cares about this.
No.
You're going to eat your boots.
Jeez, all right.
You're going to eat my shoes.
Oh, no, that's even worse. Yeah.
Those are my workout shoes, too. You're not going to like
sweaty.
It.
Sweaty.
But that's also getting some good critical responses as well. People are saying Emma Watson has...
Simply divine.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's playing the Beast?
Dan Stevens from Legion.
Oh.
That's a good show. You going to keep it up with that?
No, I haven't, but it's
great. Mm. Keep watching it.
All right.
It's a mind-bending... extravaganza.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Simply delightful, Mason.
Ooh.
Divine, whatever you said.
So I had a question about Kong Skull Island.
Sure. It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's going to be its downfall. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, it'll do well.
But it's set. I was kind of excited because I'm like, the trailers especially made it look like it was a movie from the 70s. But it isn't, is it?
No. I mean, it's set in the 70s.
But it doesn't. I was so excited for it to be. For it to look like a film that was made in the 70s.
People don't do that.
They should, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Like, we talk about Firefly a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Most weeks.
Yeah.
But when that was put together, Joss Whedon wanted it to look like an old Western. So there are, like... So, he, like, one of his cinematographers got, like, old lenses from, like, back in the day.
Right.
Like, some collectible ones. So that when... You know, he panned over a landscape, the lenses would flare and stuff like that. Like an
a lens flare?
Yeah, a bit of lens flare, but for
authentic.
Real.
Authentic. Well, J.J. Abrams does them in camera. Just
yeah, exactly.
So, clear.
So there you go. Yeah. But like, you know, because modern lenses would just, it'd just be flat and perfect kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
So I kind of was excited to see like a Kong film in the style of like Apocalypse Now, what have you.
But no, there is kind of a lot of imagery and like kind of like very reminiscent of that.
A lot of weird flippity floppity monsters. I've seen the trailer. I saw the trailer.
Yeah. Look, I really want to get into it, but it's...
All right, I'll watch it next week. Okay.
Well, I'm really interested to know what you think of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll watch it
with my eyes. I don't think you'll hate it, but I don't think it'll...
Great.
I don't think you'll be like... If anything like me, you won't be like, that's amazing. I'm really going to like blew me away. Anyway, letters?
Letters. It's time for letters. Letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you.
Mason's
letters,
practicing his dance for the video.
Half a dance.
And now they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
Do you have a letter?
I'm looking for a letter right now.
Do you have a cheeseburger?
Oh, no.
I'm bringing it back.
Oh, jeez. A very old meme.
I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't remember its origin. I don't remember what it's in reference to.
Neither do I.
I
think it's a cat of some sort.
Great.
Eating a cheeseburger.
Okay. Yep. Don't feed your cat cheeseburgers. It's not going to be good for it. Do you want me to do...
Yeah, you do some... Okay, I'll find a letter. I'll find a letter.
Oh, you haven't found a letter.
No, I was going to, but
bloody
then I didn't.
Typical.
Then I didn't.
This is news to me, so it may not actually be true, but if Fernando Gomez is to be believed, which he is...
Yes.
By the way, if you want to reach the show on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, or you know, you can tweet that tweet to us directly. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick out a couple. Mason will pick out a letter.
Eventually,
and we'll do that. Thoughts on Warren Ellis supposedly writing the Castlevania Netflix series?
That's right.
That sounds great.
I think it's going to be animated.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Warren Ellis, I'm a big fan.
I didn't know. I knew they were doing it. I didn't know he was doing it or might be doing it.
Yeah.
I know. You like him because he hates superheroes.
No, that's Garth Ennis.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Yeah.
I like Warren Ellis because he always inserts himself into the series as a version of himself.
Who's he going to be in Castlevania? Do you know the Castlevania lore?
Simon Belmont, the great vampire hunter who hunts vampires with their one weakness, a whip.
Run the nuts!
Ah! My undead nuts! You've foiled me again, Simon Belmont. I go off into the darkness
to put ice on my
undead nuts.
Anyway, what a great game.
Yep.
Series of games. Have you played any of them? You would have.
Yeah, I played all
of them.
You
played all of them, have you?
No.
You played all of them, have you, Mason?
Yeah, you know what I have.
which ones have you played?
First three on the NES, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a genre of games that you think is dead? I mean, people are still like, it's Castlevania-esque or Metroid-esque. Do you think it's the kind of thing that... You get one every now and then, but do you think it's something you would sit down and play now?
I think now you get one that's kind of, it'll be like that, but it'll have like a postmodern twist.
Oh, or
like
the cyberpunk.
But like the characters will be aware they're in a side-scrolling platformer or whatever.
Boom.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of like that. I think the side-scrolling platformer, especially Castlevania was kind of side-scrolling, like adventurer platformer.
Yeah.
So you can go back and forth and collect weapons and stuff like that.
Night turns to day.
Exactly. I think that's been completely replaced by like the sandbox.
Okay,
third
sure.
person, Grand Theft Auto,
yeah.
That kind of genre, Assassin's Creed, like.
So the advances in technology has given way to not flicking a vampire in the nuts with a whip.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
yep.
Good.
Yeah.
I've only played the 3D one on Nintendo 64. Probably not the only, but that's the one I played the most because I remember I rented it.
Uh-huh.
And it was so shit.
How's that 3D whip action?
Real bad, but I can remember instead of the whip, you can get a glowing orb that targets automatically.
Oh yeah.
So you just use that. But no, yep. it's one of those games where there's no save points. Do you know what I mean? You get like 6 hours in and then it's like, oh, you're back to the start, idiot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, good.
Yeah, good, real good.
You got that letter or do you want me to
John Paul Kano on the weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Says something nice about the show. It's very, very nice. He found it through the cancelled Batman versus Superman YouTube from our friend.
Thank you, Sean Willits.
Sean Willits, yeah. Great stuff.
You know, did I tell you this, but he works with Robot Chicken now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty bloody good.
No wonder
good.
He doesn't return our calls.
He does. He's a good dude.
So his question is, could you kill Magneto with stainless steel bullets? Because they're not magnetic.
I think you can still manipulate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Metal.
Yeah. So in X-Men 1, because I figured we'd talk about that, because in X-Men 1, they very specifically say that he has the ability to generate magnetic fields and control metal.
Right.
So
okay,
it's a little loophole.
Yeah.
So he's basically got telekinetic powers, but they only relate to metal.
Gotcha. Good. So that's like money isn't magnetic, but he could still steal it from a vault.
Or throw a penny through somebody's head.
That's right. Very good. That's a better example.
Mm-hmm.
The one you said. It's from Kabir, #WeeklyPlanetPod. How do you think the Green Lantern stacks up against the modern DCEU movies? So Green Lantern 2011.
Yep.
How does that go against Man of Steel, BVS, Suicide Squad?
I think it's worse.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's worse?
Because it's more, it's completely generic as a film.
Yeah.
It follows exactly the same format as any kind of origin of anyone ever.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm. It's not fun, even though it looks fun, like on the surface, if you saw a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even. I don't like the suit.
Yep.
Do you like the suit?
No.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
This hasn't got many redeeming qualities. That.
No.
I don't even think Ryan Reynolds is bad in it, but I don't even think he's probably not the best guy for Hal Jordan either.
And the villain's a big cloud of urine in space, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Which is weird, because that guy did Casino Royale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
I think he's just maybe not built for these kind of movies, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's killed Green Lantern for like at least till 2020, so that's exciting. But there is still that rumor that he's going to turn up in Justice League at some point, maybe.
Yeah, cool.
Or a version of Green Lantern. Is that the show, then?
I think so. We did the show.
We're a little bit shy of an hour 30. I hope you don't mind, Mason.
Oh, I don't mind.
I got to get back to my Easter egg
video. Oh, you know what? Here's something we should be reading.
Okay.
The latest issue of the Weekly Planet comic book.
Yeah.
From friends Ben and special guest artist, our friend Fergal Quigley.
You better believe it.
That's right.
I'll link that below. Mm. Yeah, it's a good fun time. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
was it a good fun time for you?
Love it.
So what's that? Issue?
That's eight.
I was going to say seven. Eight. Wow.
I know.
Bloody hell.
Time flies.
When you're not doing a comic, but you read it when it comes out.
Yep, and you're in it for some reason.
That's right, yeah. No, I've been really enjoying it.
Same.
So I'll link that below. And big thanks to those guys. Do the end of the show, Mason.
Oh, at the end of the show, we tell you that you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod and Gmail and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Son of Movies.
If you'd like to support the show and make sure that James doesn't ruin his life, as he mentioned earlier.
No, I'm honestly fine. Don't feel pressured.
But anyway, if you want to get X-Men 1 on DVD and none of the others, you can go to there's a Amazon affiliate link.
Yep.
In our episode description, you click on that, you go to regular Amazon.
Good, good.
And we get a kickback somehow when you buy something there. You can also go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Yeah. We've got some t-shirts on TeePublic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
They are good.
Yeah, that's all.
Fergal Quigley got a design on there. Got our
and
friends.
Matter Young.
Golden Legend. That's all right. The great designs,
It's all there. I don't know if there's still tickets for that launch thing we're doing. I don't know if it's going to be any good or we're going to be any good in it. We're doing like maybe 20 minutes of a shorter version of the show.
Yeah,
or
right.
Answer some questions or something. We don't know. But regardless, there will be drinks afterwards.
And before. Get real sourced and it won't be an issue.
Yeah, that's right. So, I think that's it, isn't it?
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
Do I say that enough? I really should.
You don't.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
I won't thank anybody.
Wow.
But leave a review.
Yeah.
That helps, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, good.
A nice one.
Yeah. Good. Next week, if you want to make your way to the cinema and see Kong Skull Island.
I mean, if you can make it through the very laborious ticket buying process, we have to go, excuse me, can I have a couple of tickets to Skull? Oh.
Do you think they should have called it King Kong Skull Island? Or was that too hard? Or just Skull Island?
Or King Kong again.
if it was just called Skull Island, do you think it would make as much money?
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
Monkey movie. Two tickets to monkey movie, please. That'll do it. They'll know what you mean.
Oh, that would. Awesome. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
And watching.
Oh, yeah. And if you're watching this on YouTube, give it a bloody thumbs up and a tick and a like and a subscribe. What else do you do?
That's fine.
You know YouTube better than anybody else, Mason.
Not true in the slightest.
I disagree.
Mm.
All right. Thanks for watching.
And listening.
Bye.
Grab that gym, you guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.